give me a kiss to build a dream on, and my imagination will thrive upon that kiss. Sweetheart, I ask no more than this, a kiss to build a dream on.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, March 9th, 2021. On this date in 1562, the city of Naples enacted a ban on kissing in public that was punishable by death. It wasn't that the Neapolitan city fathers were ultra-prudish. It was a time of pandemic, owing to an outbreak of plague, and although the logic is a bit twisted, the measure was adopted to save lives. Even today, COVID-19 considerations aside, world travelers can get into some serious trouble by smooching, depending on the country you're in. In some places like Italy, France, or Spain, it's not uncommon to see lovers seemingly welded to each other in broad daylight and nobody batting an eye. But in Morocco, someone walking down the street holding hands might be yelled at in response to giving a quick peck on the lips and told to get a room. Seriously, engaging in public displays of affection in some countries can lead to physical harassment or even criminal penalties. Here's a handy guide. In India, public displays of affection are punishable offenses, and transgressors can receive up to 3 months in prison or a large fine. That said, Indian residents say that corrupt police departments use the vague wording in the law to intimidate citizens who aren't actually doing anything wrong, and activists are staging kiss-ins to protest what they see as an overly strict and easily misused law. Holding hands is expected in Arab countries, but only between friends. While Arabic cultures may widely vary depending on the country, in general, it is common for good friends of the same gender to hold hands, especially men. It's a sign of strength and solidarity. President Bush made confused headlines when he and Crown Prince Abdullah of Saudi Arabia held hands at a meeting in 2005, but to Arabs it demonstrated the strength of the bond between the two countries. However, touching someone of the same gender that you don't know can be subject to severe penalties, even if it happens by accident. Touching or sometimes even speaking to someone of the opposite sex in public can be punished with heavy fines or deportation. The basic guideline for travel in the Middle East is to keep PDA at a strict minimum and be aware that just because you see others engaging in behaviors does not mean that they're legal. Compared to North America, Europe may seem quite permissive with kissing seen as just a regular part of everyday life. But even in this relaxed atmosphere, overt public display of affection in most Western European countries happens mostly in larger cities and not in smaller rural areas. So keep the kissing and the touching at a minimum when you're in the countryside or when you're in doubt. Kissing, hugging, and hand-holding aren't technically forbidden in Japan. They're just deeply frowned upon. You see, Japanese culture prizes emotional distancing, and people who forget that are likely to shock those around them. So, all couples should remember that less is better, and none is best. Perhaps Mrs. Patrick Campbell, the English actress of more than a century ago, was right when she said, "I don't really care what affectionate people do, as long as they don't do it in the street and frighten the horses." I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 9th, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.